The coronavirus is popping up across Europe. Dozens of new cases were recorded today in Austria, Croatia, France, Germany, Greece, and Spain. Most of those cases were tied to Italy, which is struggling to contain an outbreak near Milan. In the U.S., only about 60 cases have been reported so far, but U.S. health officials say it's not a matter of if, but when the virus eventually spreads here. President Trump is addressing the nation this evening to talk about the situation. So what exactly do American hospitals need to do right now to prepare?
I think the hospitals need a unified national vision.
Naheed Bhadelia has dealt with past global health emergencies. Bhadelia is the medical director of the Special Pathogens Unit at Boston Medical Center. She worked in New York City during the H1N1 influenza pandemic in 2009 and during an Ebola outbreak in West Africa. Bhadelia says besides needing a national coordinated plan for how to prepare to respond to the virus, hospitals need basic supplies and equipment.
We need to ensure that there's continued supply of personal protective equipment. There's already shortages globally, not just in China, but in Europe and other places as well. Second, we need the ability to test for patients who might come in, because if you can no longer isolate them based on their travel history alone, they may look like any patient with influenza. And you need to be able to do a test very quickly to separate them from other people in the hospital.
So this new coronavirus, what we're seeing in China, is that one of the hardest groups hit in terms of infections are the health workers. How do you kind of factor that into preparedness here in the States?
I think it underscores the importance of how we need to stress routine infection control training and availability of resources for our healthcare workers. We have challenges at the healthcare facilities level, but I think that if you were to ask me, are we ready? I think we're less ready at the national policy level. You know, CDC has impressed me with the number of guidance documents they've put out. They've impressed me with how transparent they've been with staying ahead of calling this epidemic what it is and how it's growing currently. This week has meant a change in the way that we look at coronavirus. We're seeing it go from a pretty regional sort of epidemic to now sustained transmission in Italy, in Iran. Whether we call it or not, this is heading towards a pandemic. And the thing that's worrisome, again, going back to the national level, is that to get an accurate perspective of how big a problem this is in the United States, we need to be able to test people. We currently do not have testing available widely around the country. Outside the CDC, as of Monday, only 5 places can test for this virus. So do we really know how prevalent this disease is already in the United States?
Yes. So like at Boston Medical Center, what would you do if a person was suspected to have coronavirus and presented at the hospital?
Right now, the case definition for coronavirus from CDC is anybody who is presenting with symptoms consistent with the virus and travel to China. As Dr. Messonnier said from CDC, that's going to change. If we don't know how to find people based on where they are traveling from, this is going to be much, much more difficult. It's really anyone who comes in with symptoms that look exactly like influenza, which is why testing becomes so important.
Yeah.
The good thing is most people will not get very sick. From reports that we're getting from China, 80% of the people who get this get mild symptoms. I think the stress to the system is going to be those who actually do get sick from this disease and the burden that it's going to be placing on their health as well as our hospitals.
So talk about your involvement with the Ebola outbreak and how you think you can apply what you learned from the response in West Africa to preparing hospitals in the U.S. for an outbreak of new coronavirus.
During the West Africa epidemic on the national scene, the Assistant Secretary for Preparedness and Response did a wonderful job of putting out funding and actually identifying hospitals that would serve both as treatment centers, but also places where assessment can be safely done. That pool of money helped us basically ready a lot of hospitals, frontline facilities, for what might come, not just during that epidemic, but over the last 5 years, also allowing them to stockpile personal protective equipment. So in that way, I think that initial investment during the West Africa epidemic is helping us a little bit right now.
How many hospitals would you say are prepared right now for an eventual outbreak of coronavirus?
So the ASPR money, the Assistant Secretary of Preparedness, the HHS money, invested in 10 regional centers to respond to, you know, special pathogens and then funded hundreds of assessment hospitals in response. But the difference is coronavirus is not the same disease as Ebola. It's a disease that has lower mortality, but more people will get sick. More people are at risk, which means more people will seek health care in our hospitals. The challenge that we had with Ebola was someone who was coming in with a disease that has a really high mortality, but you're going to see one or two patients. Mm. The difficulty that we might face with coronavirus, which I think we're less ready to and prepared to respond to, is the fact that we might see hundreds of patients if worst-case scenarios are realized.
What about the lessons from H1N1 in 2009, which you also were working on in New York City in the hospitals there? What can you extract from that experience?
Very much sort of similar to what Dr. Messonnier from CDC said, which is that we're expecting what we saw in H1N1 to now play out with coronavirus, which is that we're going to see large numbers of patients coming into hospitals, but also community transmission. And what we learned from that experience is that when you have that many people sick, what you're doing is you're putting a stress on hospitals in terms of number of beds, in terms of availability of ICU beds, and it requires a lot more coordination at the public health level to ensure that the health care of not just those who are coming in sick with coronavirus, but also those of others who might be requiring care is not affected.
Dr. Nahid Bedelia, the medical director of the Special Pathogens Unit at Boston Medical Center. She's also worked on Ebola response in West Africa. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.